Denver communists use Facebook to threaten ICE facility, fire to the prison. By Alam Bokhari on September 17, 2019. A communist group in Denver appears to be using Facebook to threaten to set a local Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, facility on fire. Fire to the prison, said the group in a post on its official Facebook page. The post has yet to be removed by Facebook. The group, along with Abolish ICE Denver, is planning a protest outside the home of local ICE warden Johnny Choate. Abolish ICE Denver recently used Facebook to call on its activists to assemble in Choate's neighborhood on Thursday, September 19. The far-left organizations have not concealed their intentions, labeling the protest Confront Law Meager where they live. On the event page for the protest, the far-left activists state their intention to show up en masse and disrupt the day-to-day lives of their targets. Despite the stated intention of the extremist groups to harass ICE employees and contractors in their homes, Facebook has so far done nothing to stop them from using its platform to plan their harassment. In a statement provided to Breitbart News last week, GEO Group, which manages the ICE facility that is the target of the far-left extremists, defended the conduct of its employees and the professionalism of its services. The safety of our employees and those entrusted to our care is our highest priority. We are deeply troubled by yet another disturbing incident targeting one of our employees and his family at their home, recklessly releasing their personal information. Unfortunately, the dishonest narrative and lies that are being spread by radical groups whose objective is to abolish ICE about the services our company provides on behalf of the federal government has led to the endangerment of our employees, of government employees, and the public. We have never managed any shelters or facilities housing unaccompanied minors or any border patrol holding facilities. Our facilities are not overcrowded. They are highly rated by independent accreditation entities and provide humane residential care, including 24/7 medical services, modern recreation amenities, and access to legal counsel. We have been a trusted service provider to the federal government for over three decades, under Democratic and Republican administrations. And in that time, we have never played a role in setting immigration policy, nor have we ever advocated for or against immigration enforcement policies. The services we provide today are in no way different from the high-quality, professional services we provided for 8 years under President Obama's administration. Breitbart News has reached out to Facebook for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.